Well, boys and girls, just now in our lessons in the Bible, we've been thinking about those days when our Lord Jesus Christ had risen again from the dead, and yet he was to remain in this world with his disciples for 40 days and 40 nights. During that time, the Bible tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples in different ways at different times, and when he did that, he taught them the things about himself, about the kingdom of God. And already we've looked at some of those appearings of our Lord from the very first morning when he rose again from the dead, from that tomb in which he had been buried. He appeared to Mary Magdalene, you remember, first of all. And then later on we saw how he met with two disciples who were going back to their home in the village of Emmaus from the city of Jerusalem. Later on that night, right towards the end of the day when Jesus rose from the dead, he then appeared to some of the disciples in the upper room. Remember how the two disciples that he met with on the road to Emmaus rushed back to Jerusalem to the upper room. And as they were there, then our Lord appeared in the midst of them. And then the very next week, he appeared again in the upper room to the disciples, and especially to that man Thomas, who hadn't been there the first time. You remember how our Lord spoke to Thomas and told him to reach out his hand and to feel the wounds that were made in the hands of the Lord when he had been crucified on the cross for our sins. And the great word that Thomas spoke when he saw that, then he said, "My Lord and my God." Now, it's another of those appearings of the Lord that I want to tell you about this morning. And it's a very special appearing again. The last one was very special for Thomas, and this one is very special for that disciple who was called Simon Peter. You remember, or you may remember, that when our Lord appeared to Mary Magdalene, he told Mary to tell his disciples to make their way back to Galilee, and there he would speak with them. Well, back to Galilee they went. And they were fishermen, of course. They had to fish for their living. And so there came that day, we're not told exactly when it was, but Simon Peter said to the other disciples, "I go fishing." And the other disciples said, "Right, we go fishing too." And so out they went onto the Sea of Galilee. And the Bible says that they toiled all night, they fished all night, and yet they caught absolutely nothing. Not one fish. Remember, of course, they weren't fishing with a line and with a hook. They were fishing with a great big net. And though they had a great big net, yet they didn't catch one fish. And when the morning came, there their nets were empty. And no doubt their hearts were very heavy because they had caught absolutely nothing at all. Now, just with that, they saw a figure walking on the seashore. You know who that is. Was our Lord Jesus Christ. But they didn't know him, just as the two on the road to Emmaus didn't know that it was Jesus that had appeared with them. So the disciples in the fishing boat didn't know that it was Jesus walking on the seashore. And the Lord Jesus Christ called out across the water to them. He said, "Children, have you any meat? Have you anything to eat? Have you caught anything?" And they shouted back, "No, we have nothing at all." And so the Lord said, "Cast your net over the right side of the boat." Maybe they were casting it over the left side. "Now," said the Lord, "cast your net over the right side of the boat, and you shall bring in a haul of fishes." And they did what the Lord said, but they didn't know it was the Lord, you remember. But they did what the Lord said, and then the Word of God tells us that they brought in such a haul of fishes that it looked as though the net was going to break. And just with that, John the Apostle turned to Simon Peter. You can almost hear him saying it. He said, "Peter, it's the Lord. It's the Lord." You know, the Bible tells us a very strange thing. It tells us that Simon Peter immediately jumped into the sea. And he began to wade towards the seashore to be with the Lord. The others were going to come in another small boat that they had, and they were going to drag the fishes with them in the small boat, but Peter couldn't wait. And Peter went right wading through the water to be where the Lord was. And then the others came, and when the others came to the seashore, What a tremendous surprise there was for them, because we're told that there on the seashore at the Sea of Galilee, there was a fire of coals burning, and on the fire there were fish cooking. Now, who made that coal of fires? And who put those fish on the coal of fires to cook? You remember the fire of coals to cook. You remember that our Lord said, "Have you caught anything? Have you any meat?" And there all the time, the Lord had the fish ready for them to eat for their breakfast. And they came and they ate the meal with the Lord. And again, the Word of God says that they said hardly anything to one another. And then when they were finishing their breakfast, our Lord Jesus Christ turned to Simon Peter. Listen to these words. He said, "Simon Bar-Jonas, Simon son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? Do you love me more than these others love me?" Why do you think he said that? You remember what Peter said. When the Lord said, "This night you'll all be ashamed of me." And Simon Peter said, "Lord, I'll never be ashamed of thee. All these others, they might be ashamed of thee, but I'll never be ashamed of thee." And yet, wasn't it Simon Peter who denied the Lord? Where did he deny the Lord? In Caiaphas's judgment hall. At the fire of coals. And now at this fire of coals, Jesus said, "Now, Simon, do you really love me more than these others?" And Simon Peter said, "Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And the Lord said, "Well, feed my sheep." And then he said the second time, "Simon Bar-Jonas, lovest thou me?" And he said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said, "Feed my lambs." And then he said the third time, "Simon Bar-Jonas, lovest thou me?" And Peter said, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." And of course, when he said, "Thou knowest all things," he was really saying that Jesus was right when he said that night, "You will all be ashamed of me." And now he's saying, "Lord, you know all things, but you know that I love you." And you see, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ made Simon conscious, made him aware that indeed he had sinned against him. But as long as he could say, "I love thee," then indeed it was well with him. And the Lord Jesus Christ was indeed his Savior. We all sin. Even when we have Christ as our Savior, we still sin. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ is willing to hear our confession that we have sinned. And as long as we can say sincerely, boys and girls, "I love the Lord," then indeed we are the Lord's, and the Lord will keep us. And all those precious times when our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples as he remained in the world for those 40 days, to Mary, to the two on the road to Emmaus, in the upper room, to Doubting Thomas, as we call him, and now to Simon Peter, who had boasted that he had more love, more strength than any of the others. Now the Lord appeared to him as well, especially. And when he said, "Thou knowest all things," he was confessing that Christ indeed is God Almighty, who knows all things. But he was saying, "You know this, Lord. You know that I love you." And if you can say that, boys and girls, then you are able to say the most important thing in all the world that anybody can say. And I trust you can. Trust there comes a point where you know and believe with all your heart that Christ died in order that you might be saved. And because of that, then you love the Savior of your soul forever.